Garden Chat Time, 840 CFCW. It's all a presentation of Teal's Greenhouse. If you get a chance, drive out to Bruderheim. Wherever you live in CFCW land, it is well worth the drive. Plus, they also have a greenhouse set up in Fort Saskatchewan, don't they?
Yes, they do. So they're closer than you think.
All right. Now, Gardening with Sharon, I laughed. As soon as you answered the phone, I said, are we talking about water-soggy plants today? You said yes.
And I said, Jackie Ray, you could probably do this show.
No, because I don't know what the heck to do, so tell us.
So, we often think that we don't need to check our gardens for hydration on rainy days. Is this like, well, why not? And actually, there's two things to watch for when it's rainy like this. Number one is there may be planters, containers, or spots in your yard that are drier than you think. So sometimes planters and flower containers don't absorb as much water as we think they do. And flower beds or window boxes or planters that are close up against the house under an eave, they don't actually get rain. So check those locations and see if they do need rain. I actually watered some plants right up against my house this morning because they were bone dry. And I thought, you'd think the water would permeate more, but it didn't. So check those spots. But then, on the flip side, you may end up with planters and containers that are getting too wet. So what to do with that? Number one, check that your pots have drainage holes so that excess water can drain out. And then number two, you may have water catchment saucers under them on decks, patios, porches, whatever, to avoid the staining. But if those get all full of water, it's difficult for the containers to drain. So empty out those saucers so that the extra water can come out. And then if you have containers that are getting waterlogged, and if you can move them to a drier spot. Like if you can get them onto a porch, under an eave somewhere where they just will get a break from the rain.
Or if you stand there with an umbrella over them, there's another option.
Well, honestly, there's huge containers out there that you can't move. And, you may want to, do a tarp or something, but then it's so windy. Like, oh, my goodness, Jackie, when is the rain going to stop?
I'm not going to answer that question, but where do we find you?
You can find me at Gardening with Sharon. That is the address for my website. And I'm also under that on Facebook and Instagram. So come and join the fray.